ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम्। शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुण्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। ॐ ॐ क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञविभागयोगो नाम त्रयोदशोऽध्यायः। सो द 13th चैप्टर् क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञविभागयोगः। वि सा अड्नास् क्वेश्चन्। द चाप्टर् बिगिन्स् वित् अड्नास् क्वेश्चन् अण्ड् हि प्रसेण्टेड् त्री पेर्स् आफ् वर्ड्स् सिक्स् वर्ड्स् अण्ड् हि वाण्टेड् टु नो what exactly they meant. So prakritim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetrajnam eva cha jnanam jeyam cha prakritih purushah kshetrajnah kshetram kshetrajnah jnanam jeyam. He wanted to know what those words meant. And Krishna started answering. We saw the third verse last week. Let me repeat the third verse today. Kshetrajñam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajñayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. We saw here Bhagavan said, क्षेत्रज्ञञ्च अपि माम् विद्धि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत। सो क्षेत्रज्ञः भगवान् दिस् थर्ड् वर्स् टेक्स् अस् फर्दर् टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् इस् क्षेत्रज्ञः। इन् एव्रि अट् एव्रि लेवल् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् हियर् इस् वेरि सालिड्। It looks sounds very easy, but it will take very long for us to assimilate. Bhagavan says, I am the Kshetrajna. So the knower of the Kshetram is Kshetrajna. and the knower of the kshetram, kshetrajnaha, is another than Bhagavan himself. So he said, I am the kshetrajnaha sarva kshetreshu bharata. In all the kshetrams, the body is a kshetram, mind is a kshetram, the world is a kshetram. All the three to put together is kshetram, mind, body and the world. And the knower of the mind, body and the world is distinct from the known kshetram, that is body, mind and the world. And that knower is kshetrajnaha, where kshetrajnaha is another than Bhagavan himself. So kshetra kshetrajnayoho jnanam yat tat jnanam matam mama. Bhagavan said in the third verse, this knowledge of kshetram and kshetrajnaha alone is considered to be deemed by me as real knowledge, as true knowledge. True, and then that is the Bhagavan's vision. In Bhagavan's vision, what is real knowledge? What is true knowledge? Knowledge of kshetram and kshetrajna is real knowledge, is true knowledge. This is Bhagavan's vision. This is Bhagavan's teaching. So that we saw in the third verse. And what is a kshetrajna? The kshetrajna is none other than consciousness. And the consciousness is one. That also we discussed last class, I think. Even though kshetrams are many, kshetrajna is one. The knower of the kshetram is one. That knower of the kshetram is Bhagavan. And the knower of this kshetram is another than consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is one, but the knower is one. Even though the known bodies seem to be many, the known world is of innumerable forms and names. Even the thoughts are many, minds are many, but the knower of the minds, knower of the body, knower of this kshetram as a whole is one and the same consciousness. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I am kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi. So here already he makes it very clear. There is no Bhagavan other than consciousness. I am the kshetrajnam, and Bhagavan says, the kshetrajnam is consciousness. Therefore Bhagavan is essentially nothing but consciousness only. That is made very clear. Therefore, the consciousness is, this is what we have to see, I think. So here, kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi. This is the third verse. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. So Bhagavan says in this third verse, he briefly mentioned previously, kshetram is body, mind and the world. But who is kshetrajna? He says here, kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi bharata, bharata, o Arjuna, o descendant of Bharata. Hey Arjuna, descendant of Bharata, Bharata, mam kshetrajnam vidhi. So apicha, kshetrajnyancha apicha, and api further, vidhi, may you know, kshetrajnam, the kshetrajna, the knower of the body, mind and the world, to be myself, mam vidhi, I am the kshetrajna. See, Bhagavan makes it very clear already, I am the kshetrajna. So yes, may you know the kshetrajna to be myself. Where? Sarva kshetresha. So in all the kshetrams, means I am the knower of the kshetram, obtaining in all the kshetrams, all the bodies. And he says, Tat Jnanam, Kshetra Kshetrajnyoho Yat Jnanam. So this knowledge of Kshetram, Kshetra Kshetrajnyoho Jnanam. The knowledge of Kshetram and Kshetrajnyaha is what it says Jnanam, that is what is knowledge. If you know what Kshetram is, if you know what who Kshetrajnya is, that is the knowledge. So this knowledge of Kshetram and Kshetrajnya alone is really considered to be real knowledge, true knowledge in my vision. Matam mama. Mama mata means in my vision. That is my vision. That is my teaching. That knowledge of the Kshetram and Kshetrajnya is real knowledge. Okay. Now we have to see. Bhagavan takes us to a next level of understanding, which is also very highly solid level of understanding. It does take very long for us to assimilate this, what is being said here. Listening does not take very long, but understanding takes very long. So in the beginning, our understanding is like this. I am the body. I am the body is the understanding which we have at a very, very, when you're completely ignorant, the understanding is that I am the body. Then afterwards, being exposed to the teaching, gradually understanding becomes different. I am the body having consciousness. I am the body having consciousness, which is a different, which is distinct from the body. That is the next level of understanding. I am the body is the first understanding we have, first level of understanding. Then understanding becomes different, being exposed to the teaching. I am the body having consciousness principle, and which is backing my very being. Then the third level of understanding is what? The next level of understanding is, I am the very consciousness. I am the consciousness obtaining in the, I am a conscious being obtaining in this incidental body. So I am the consciousness. It means the body is not permanent, it is incidental. It's a part of the karma gets this body for us. What I am essentially, I am consciousness. The shift is a big shift. The shift happens from the body to consciousness. So I'm a body having consciousness becomes different from different. I am consciousness with the body, incidentally obtaining body. This is the next level of understanding that we have. And then further we have to understand, I am the consciousness, that is fine, but still I am the consciousness not only within this body, I am the consciousness I am the consciousness behind all the forms. This is the next level. So I am consciousness. It's okay, but still I am the consciousness not only obtaining within this body, I am the only consciousness obtaining in all the bodies. That is when I can understand that there's nothing which is separate from me, nothing which is different from me. I am non-separate from everything. Everything is not different from me. That understanding is possible only with understanding becomes this, that I am consciousness not only within one body, I am the consciousness within, behind all the bodies. Therefore, Bhagavan can say easily, every one of you, Bhagavan can address all of us saying that you are consciousness in your body. But at the same time, and not only you are the consciousness in your body, you are the only consciousness in all the bodies. Therefore, if we take every human being, everything, like every wave is water. So every individual being, every creature is essentially consciousness only. It is from the standpoint of that consciousness, we can say we are all one uniform, one indivisible, partless whole. Only then understanding becomes appropriate. Because consciousness, definitely consciousness is a singular word. It's a noun. We don't have the plural expression for consciousness. Therefore, the consciousness obtaining as the knower of the body is one and the same. There is a kshetrajna obtaining in all the physical forms. Only thing is, and what is this consciousness, which is only consciousness, obtained in all the physical forms? What is this? Definitely, it is completely distinct from all the physical forms. Even though it is not distant from all the physical forms. Distinct, but not distant. It pervades in and through the entire physical form. All the physical forms are in and through pervaded by this consciousness. Being distinct, it is not part of any of the material aspect, not the product, not the property. If it is distinct from all of them, it pervades everything. Even if pervades, at the same time, consciousness which pervades the body, mind, sense complex is not limited by the boundaries, by the peripheries of any form and name. So consciousness pervading the entire body, mind, sense complex is not limited by the peripheries, the boundaries of the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, it is all pervasive, it is always there. Only thing is, this consciousness is available for recognition, available for interaction, only if it is manifest. If it is not manifest, it is not available for interaction, transaction. Then what happens? If it is not available for transaction, then it is mistaken to be non-existent. And where is it available for transaction? Where is it available for recognition? Only where it is manifest. Where is it manifest? It is manifest only in Sukshma Sharidam. So where there is Sukshma, there alone consciousness is manifest. Where there is manifestation, there alone it is available for recognition. If it is not available for, it is not manifest, it is mistaken to be, it is not manifest, it is not available for recognition. If it is not available for recognition, it is mistaken to be non-existent. Therefore, it is said here, that consciousness is kshetrajna. This one thing must remember. That is why in all the non-living, the so-called inert beings are also in and through pervaded by consciousness. But it is not available for recognition. It is not available for transaction, interaction. Because it is not manifest. There is no sukshma there. Our own physical body, gross physical body, once a sukshma leaves the physical body, consciousness does not travel. But the manifestation is not possible. When the death is, when the mind departs, leaves the physical body, sukshma shairam, departure of sukshma shairam from the physical body alone is said to be death. When the physical body leaves, what happens? When the sukshma leaves, what happens? Body becomes dead. Does it mean the Atma also leaves? No. Consciousness cannot leave. Atma consciousness implied by the term Atma does not move, does not, cannot move. Atma never travels. Atma cannot travel because it's already all pervasive. It is consciousness which is implied by the term Atma. Then what is that? What do we talk about the departure then? Whose departure are we talking about when the death happens? When the death happens, it is the Sukshma which departs. It is the Sukshma means subtle body. It is actually the Antahkaranam, it is the mind which lives. Mind will leave the physical body once the Paradha Karma comes to an end. When the Paradha comes to an end, mind leaves. When the mind leaves, and the Paradha goes, and the Paradha gets complete, and there is no manifestation. Because manifestation is possible only if there is a Sukshma. Therefore, what happens in the dead body, consciousness which is very much there is not available for interaction. Therefore, we mistake the Atma to be non-existent. Really speaking, Atma does not come, does not go. That is the real truth which is indestructible. Even nothing can happen. Even though when the body is cremated, Atma is not, nothing happens to Atma. That is consciousness. It is pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is the content of I, which is the only truth of all the physical forms. That is what is the Kshetrajna that Bhagavan makes it. That's what Bhagavan says here. And it is this consciousness when same, how water looked at from the standpoint of a small form is called wave. Same one and the only indivisible, undivided, partless soul consciousness alone. When looked at from the standpoint of an individual human body, mind, sense complex, consciousness is called Jiva. Jiva Atma. The same consciousness looked at from the standpoint of the whole cosmos is called Ishwaraha or Paramatma. Two different names are attributed to the only consciousness from the standpoint of two different upadis. Really speaking, there is no Jivatma, there is no Paramatma. What is there is only Atma. And that Atma is nothing but pure consciousness. Atma is a word implying consciousness because of its nature of all pervasiveness. If you remove this individual body, mind, sense complex, it's a microcosmic being. So macrocosmic being the whole jagat. You remove the upadis, if you remove the wave form and the ocean form, and what is this? Just the water, a formless water. Similarly here, a consciousness, if we cognitively do not associate consciousness with the physical body, mind, sense complex or the universe, then without these two, Vyashti Upadhi and Samashti Upadhi, there is no Jivatma, Paramatma statuses attributed. Then what? That consciousness is neither Jivatma nor Paramatma. Consciousness is just the consciousness. And it implied by the term Atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. This is said to be the Paramatma Surupam. Jiva Surupam is Paramatma Surupam. One and the same. So Krishna says, Aham Sarva Kshetreshu Kshetrajnam Mam Viddhi. Arjuna, may you understand me as the Kshetrajna in all the Kshetrams. That's what Krishna says. And if understanding happens means you can say, so I am neither Jivatma, this nor Paramatma, I am very Atma, the reality implied by the term Atma. So already Bhagavan in this verse tells, so there is Jiva, Jivatma is another than Paramatma. ஜீவாத்ம பரமாத்ம சுரூப ஐக்கியம் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ரிவீல்ட். யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ தட். த 13th சாப்டர் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஆல்ரெடி செட் அசி பதார்த்தா, பிகாஸ் அசி the lakshartha of asi padam, the implied meaning of the word asi is brought in revealed in all these verses of 6 chapters. Therefore already Bhagavan says kshetrajnam cha api mam vidhi, may you understand me. To be kshetrajna means Bhagavan already states that I am non different from jivatma, jivatma is non separate from paramatma because they are one and the same. They're not even different. One and the same. Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same consciousness, Atma. The qualification only because of the Upadis. The difference is only in Upadi. Actually one and the same. So this Aham Kshetrajnam Mam Viddhi is actually like a Mahavakyam. Bhagavan already reveals the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. Therefore, in this third verse, Bhagavan Krishna really brings to light this fact. What is that fact Bhagavan brings to light here? Bhagavan brings to light this essential oneness of the individual and the total. Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam Bhagavan reveals in this, the third verse. Therefore, this third verse is known as a shloka, a verse revealing the Mahavakyam. A Mahavakya mantra, Mahavakya shlokaha. The third verse, we should take it as Mahavakya shlokaha. And Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is also upon this is very beautiful and elaborate commentary. Why? Because this reveals the fact. The whole teaching is ultimately for to arrive at this understanding. Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Bodhakam Vakyam Kshetrajnam Chapi Mam Vidhi. May you understand me to be the Kshetrajna in all the Kshetras when Bhagavan says, essentially I am the truth of every individual. What is your truth? You have to say, I am Bhagavan, you have to say. Every one of you have to say, I am Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan means what? I am the truth. I am the truth. I am the reality. I am consciousness. You are essentially consciousness. And you have to say, I am consciousness. You cannot place your eye on the body, mind, sense complex. So Bhagavan says, I am you. Bhagavan says, I am yourself. Means you have to say you are Bhagavan. So kshetrajnam cha api mam vidhi. Okay, therefore what Bhagavan hints is every student of Vedanta, whoever listens to the unfoldment of this verse, really must take effort, make effort to carefully see what is being said and assimilate what is being said. So the jivatma and the consciousness obtaining in the body is paramatma, is the very Bhagavan, is the truth. So may you understand jivatma to be paramatma, that is the meaning. May you understand the jivatma, the self of the jiva, the individual, to be the paramatma. That is the teaching. So bodies are different, forms are different, names are different, function. Upadis are different, but essentially one and the same. There is no Paramatma without consciousness, there is no Jivatma without consciousness, and this consciousness happened to be one and the same. Bhagavan says, I am Sarvakshetreshu. I am in all the physical forms. I am the very consciousness. Obtaining in all the physical forms. And not only human physical forms, you can still say all living beings also. Not only in all living beings, in all the non-living things also. Only thing is, the non-living things, consciousness is just there, without manifestation, without being available for recognition. Essentially, what is everything? Everything should be reduced. Everything is reducible to only one thing, that is consciousness. It is not understanding consciousness also is not difficult. It's very easy. But shifting the essence from anatma body to consciousness, assimilating this fact of seeing oneself being consciousness is the difficult thing. Therefore, if I look at myself and yourself as consciousness, definitely then it is possible for, if we all look at ourselves as consciousness and see everything else also as consciousness, then it is possible, okay, I am you, you are myself. But it is not possible for us to say from the standpoint of the body. The standpoint of emotions, we are different. From the standpoint of thinking, we are different. From the standpoint of bodies, we are different. The standpoint of our perceptions, we are different. So these relative differences, we cannot avoid. At the same time, absolutely, there is non-difference. That is what is revealed in this verse. We'll move on to the next verse. So repeatedly seeing this fact, claiming what I am, assimilating what I am, in due course of time will bless a person with absolute security. Other than assimilating this fact of what I am essentially, shifting my identity cognitively, not physically, cognitively from anatma to atma, the consciousness, and claiming this fact alone will bless the person with absolute security. That is what is actually freedom, jivan muktihi. Okay, we move on to the next verse. And it is this jnanam which alone will liberate you. That is why Bhagavan says, this is the true knowledge, because this is the knowledge about the fact. It is the abstract fact. I am consciousness. You are consciousness. He is consciousness. She is consciousness. All that is here is only consciousness essentially. And this is the most abstract fact. That is why understanding the abstract fact is what? All that is there is only essentially consciousness is the absolute fact, the abstract fact. And understanding this fact, there is your moksha is there, your security is there. What you, this absolute security, what you have been searching for is only here. And therefore, this is, Bhagavan says, this is what is said to be Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, Vastu Jnanam. So, Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikya Jnanam is the Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, Param Jnanam. It is the Mokshadam Jnanam. It is this knowledge which alone will bless a person with the Moksha. That is why it is very important, he says. Kshetra Kshetrajnyoho Jnanam Yat Tat Jnanam Matam. Arjuna, in my vision, this is what is Jnanam. Okay. All other things, whatever you know, everything is ultimately everything should culminate in this vision. Of what is only essentially consciousness, only reality. And which is the Swarupam of Paramatma, which is the Swarupam of Jivatma, which is all pervasive, implicit term Atma. This is what is for Kshetra, Kshetrajnyoho Jnanam. And Kshetram is non-different from Kshetrajnya. Kshetrajnya is non-separate from Kshetram. Ultimately, essentially, there is no Kshetram other than Kshetrajnya. That jnanam is called Brahma jnanam, Atma jnanam, Mokshadam jnanam. Jnanam which blesses a person with moksha, absolute wisdom. Now we'll continue the next verse. Tat kshetram yachaya drikcha yadvikariyatascha yate. Tat क्षेत्रम् यच्च यादृक्च यद्विकार्यतश्च यत् सचयो यत्प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन मे शृणु तत्क्षेत्रम् यच्च यादृक्च यद्विकार्यतश्च यत् सचयो यत्प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन मे शृणु तत्क्षेत्रम् यच्च यादृक्च यद्विकार्यतश्च यत् सचयो यत्प्रभावश्च तत्समासेन मे शृणु सो यत् क्षेत्रम् यत् च यादृक् यद्विकारि यतश्च यत् सच यो यत् प्रभावश्च तत् समासेन मे शृणु What Krishna says in this verse, Yat Kshetram, Yat Cha Tat Kshetram. What is, what that Kshetram is? What that Kshetram is? What is that Kshetram? Yadrik, what is the nature of that Kshetram? Yadrik means Kidrisham. So, kim tat kshetram? What is that kshetram? Yadrik means kidrisham tat kshetram. What is the nature of that kshetram? What are the properties of the kshetram? What sort of kshetram is it? What is the nature of it? Yad yadrik. Then yad vikari. Vikara means change. Okay, modification, effect. So, yad vikari means what effect is it? What modification? This kshetram is modification of what? What modification is it? What effect is it? Yad vikari. Then yataha sahacha yaha yat prabhavaha. Then yataha means yataha cha yatascha yate yataha yataha. So which effect, which modification is of which cause? Which modification is of which cause? Which effect is of which cause? So what is kshetram? What is the nature of the kshetram? And what modification is it? What is the cause of that effect? So what effect? What effect comes out of what cause? And then yaha saha. So yaha, all yats you take as kim and kaha. Kaha saha. What is it? What is that kshetrajna? Who is that kshetrajna? Kaha saha. Who is that kshetrajna? Yat prabhavaha. Yat prabhavaha. What power does it have? What is the glory of that? What glory does it have? What power does it have? What shakti does it have? Yet prabhavaha. Shrunu tat me samasena Arjuna meyu samasena briefly shrunu listen May from me. Arjuna, may you briefly listen from me. Hear from me. What all this? What is kshetram? What are the properties of the kshetram? what is the nature of the kshetram, what effect is the kshetram, and which effect originates from which cause, who is the kshetrajna, and what is the power of the kshetrajna, what is the glory of the kshetrajna. May you hear from me all that briefly. So Bhagavan says, having given a very brief note of all that he said, now Bhagavan says, in this fourth verse, he just again mentions all, only this. May you know all about it. So now Krishna is going to give an elaborate answer of, elaborate what he has already mentioned very briefly. The third verse is an important verse, as I said, because Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Pratipadakaha Shlokaha. A shloka revealing the essential oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma, essential oneness of the reality, being consciousness. Now we see the fourth verse. So where Bhagavan says, now we have seen up to the third verse. The first verse, I got Arjuna's questions. The second verse and the third verse, Bhagavan gave a very brief answer for Arjuna's questions. So second and third verses consist of a brief answer for Arjuna's questions. What is kshetram? Who is kshetrajna? Or what is kshetrajna? Now, Bhagavan gave a brief answer for those questions. What is kshetram? He explained very briefly. What is kshetram? Body, mind and the world. Who is kshetrajna? Aham kshetrajna. Obtaining in all the bodies. He gave an answer. Now, Bhagavan is going to give the same answer. He is going to elaborately present, discuss the same answer what he gave in second and third verses. So what is already given in second and third verses alone is going to be elaborately discussed in the following verses. We'll see that. Now, what is going to be elaborately discussed is introduced in the fourth verse. So what does Bhagavan do now in the fourth verse? The fourth verse, he just tells, may you listen from me briefly. What all you are going, again he says briefly only. But Bhagavan's brief answer itself is an elaboration of what has been already briefed in second and third verse. So he says, you are going to understand this. Mainly kshetram and kshetrajna, which has been briefed already in first two, the second and third verses, will be elaborately discussed here. So Bhagavan introduces what he is going to talk in the following verses. What exactly is meant by the word kshetram? Okay, the physical body is a kshetram. The world is a kshetram. Mind is a kshetram. So, tat kshetram yat cha yadrik cha. What sort of kshetram is it? What is the nature of the kshetram? Means, what is the nature of the universe? And what is the nature of the body? What is the nature of the mind? Understanding the nature of the mind, nature of the world, nature of the body is understanding what kshetram is. Understanding the nature of the kshetram. This is what is first taken for discussion. what is kshetram? What is the nature of the kshetram? Means we have to understand what is the nature of the body, mind and the world. So what is the kshetram is the first factor to be understood. Now, what is the nature of the kshetram is the second factor to be understood. Then the third factor to be understood is what is the cause from which the effects, the modifications are born, effects originate. What is the cause from which the effects originate? That is the third question. So what is kshetram is the question number one, the topic number one. Then what is the nature of the kshetram is the second factor to be understood. The third aspect is what is the cause from which the effects originate, the effects are born, the third factor. So when you say what is the cause or what are the causes from which the effects originate, means we understand all about all the details about the causes and the effect also. Causes. So yatashchayate, what are the effects? What are the effects? So what are the causes is the third factor we understand. The fourth one, what are the effects? What are the effects originate from different causes? So understanding causes is the third factor. Understanding the effects is the fourth aspect. What are the effects? So what are the causes from which the effects originate? And what are the effects originated from the causes? This is the fourth factor. Yadvikari yatashchayate. So we have the two words. Yadvikari means the cause. Yatashchayate means effect. So what are the effects? Why we need to understand here? Because if you have to understand kshetram, you have to understand the nature world also. The entire universe you have to understand. This objective universe, which is actually including our body mansions complex, this objective universe is nothing but universe of causes and effects. The entire objective universe is nothing but causes and effects. Therefore, we understand separately what are the causes from which the effects originate and what are the effects which have originated from the causes. Understanding both becomes what? Understanding the world. The whole world consists only of causes and effects. If you take a small plant, you can see there is a cause, seed. And the seed has another cause. And the plant has another cause. Like that, every effect here has its cause. If you take your own physical body, you have to say your parental body, the body of your parents become the cause of your physical body. Your physical body become the cause of your children's body. And your parents' body become the cause of your body. And your grandparents' body become the cause of your parents' body. Like that, everything here is a huge, unbreakable chain of causes and effects. If the universe is constituted of the chain of causes and effects, if there's a huge cause-effect system. Therefore, Krishna says, what is the nature of the cause? What are the causes? Then what are the effects? We understand. Understanding this become what? The detailed understanding of kshetram. it is very important to understand the Kshetram also, in order to understand the Kshetrajnaha better. So this is Kshetram. Okay, that's what he says. Now you can make out. Tat Kshetram Yat Cha Yadrik Cha Yad Vikari Yataha Cha Yat. The first four, if you see, what is Kshetram? What is the nature of the Kshetram? What are the causes? What are the causes from which the effects originate? And what are the effects? So we understand causes, effects, and the nature of the Kshetram and what Kshetram is. All that we will, first sentence he says, I'm going to explain all this. Then next second sentence he says, Sahacha yaha yat prabhavaha tat samasena meshrano. The second line he mentions, Vakshetrajnaha. He says, yat prabhavaha cha. So not only he says, he talks about the Kshetram, he says again, he also wants to elaborate the details was already given about the Kshetrajnaha. So Krishna says, Sahacha yaha, who the Kshetrajnaha is, we need to know a few more features of consciousness principle. So Bhagavan says here, even though already he has mentioned Kshetrajnam Chapi Mahamiddhi, so that we said consciousness is Kshetrajnya. So Krishna, so Bhagavan has already mentioned briefly that consciousness is the we arrive at the experiencer, knower is the Kshetrajnya. And that knower experiencer is another than consciousness. Knower of the Kshetram is Kshetrajnaha. And that knower experiencer is consciousness. He mentioned it, but still, that happens to be a very brief definition. Now Bhagavan wants to explain further with more features of what consciousness is or awareness is. But he says, yet prabhavaha cha. And what are the glorifications? What is the greatness, the glorifications? What are the glorifications of that consciousness? What are the features of that consciousness? Since Kshetrajna Lakshanam, what is the Kshetrajna Lakshanam? What are the unique features? And what are the glories of that consciousness? Why? Because the consciousness is the absolute reality, ultimate truth. It is the most abstract, subtlest, and then therefore it is invisible, imperceptible, indescribable, inconceivable. Therefore, and it is also free from time limitation. It is distinct from time. It is free from spatial limitation. It is of nature changelessness, means all these are the Swarupam of consciousness, Swarupam of the reality. Therefore, these distinct, all these features also we need to understand. So consciousness is that something which is distinct from anything and everything which are subject to the laws of creation. So everything in this universe is subject to laws of creation. And the only one thing which is not subject to any of the laws of creation, okay, is consciousness. Therefore, it happens to be subtlest. It needs to be understood differently, separately. So Bhagavan says, ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு எலாபரேட் ஆன் க்ஷேத்ரம் அண்ட் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா இன் திஸ் மேனர். மே யூ லிசன் ஃப்ரம் மீ, ஹி சேஸ் தட். நவ் வில் கோ டு தி நெக்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ். ரிஷிபிர்பஹுதா கீதம் சந்தோபிர்விவிதைஃ ப்ருதக் ப்ரஹ்மசூத்ரபதைஶ்சைவ ஹேதுமத்பிர்விநிஶ்சிதைஃ ரிஷிபிர்பஹுதா கீதம் சந்தோபிர்விவிதைஃ ப்ருதக் ப்ரஹ்மசூத்ரபதைஶ்சைவ ஹேதுமத்பிர்விநிஶ்சிதைஃ ரிஷிபிர்பஹுதா கீதம் சந்தோபிர்விவிதைஃ ப்ருதக் ப்ரஹ்மசூத்ரபதைஶ்சைவ ஹேதுமத்பிர்விநிஶ்சிதைஃ. So it is said here, Gītam, Rishibhihi Bahudhā Gītam. Rishibhihi, by the sages, by saints, by men of vision, Rishibhihi, this great seers, by the great seers, sages, Rishibhihi, Bahudhā, in various forms, or variously, Gītam, it has been literally, Gita means sung. This has been sung. But if you take it as, this has been elaborately discussed, taught by the sages, by seers, variously, Bahudha. Vishibhihi Bahudha Gitam. What has been variously taught or elaborated by the rishis, sages? Prithak. Prithak means separately, distinctively. Distinctively, variously, this has been taught by our rishis. What has been taught by our rishis, we'll see again. Vividai, how it has been taught. Vividaihi chandobihi. Chandas means meter. Chandas also means Veda mantra. Chandobihi means by the Vedic mantras, by Vedic statements, by Vedic hymns. So Vividaihi Chandobihi means through varied Vedic hymns, through various Vedic hymns, Vedic statements. This has been already taught by the sages variously, distinctively, through the various Vedic statements, Vedic hymns. Vividaihi Chandobihi, through the various Vedic hymns. Hetu Madbhihi. So Rishibhihi Bahudha Gitam, Chandobihi, Vividaihi, Prithak, distinctively. பிரம்மசூத்திர பதைஹி ச ஹேது மத்பிஹி. சோ ஹேது மத்பிஹி, ஹேது மீன்ஸ் ரீசன், ஹேது மத் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஹேது மத்பிஹி மீன்ஸ் லாஜிக்கலி. இட் வாஸ் நாட் மெக்கானிக்கலி டோல்ட், இட் வாஸ் டாட் லாஜிக்கலி ஆல்சோ, மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ லாஜிக்கல் ரீசனிங். Hetu madbihi, with the proper reasoning, through logical reasoning. The vinischitaihi, again, it has been taught through logical reasoning, means what? How? Vinischitaihi. Nischita itself means definite. But vinischita means well ascertained means doubt free, ambiguity free, clear, well ascertained, vinischitaihi, Brahma Sutra padaihi. See, Brahma Sutra padaihi, here we should take it. Padam means a word. A word recognizes a statement. And Brahma Sutram means, Brahma Sutra padaihi means the Upanishadic words, Vedantic statements. Brahma Sutra padam means statements of Vedanta which reveal Brahman are said to be Brahma Sutra padani. So words of Vedanta Shastram, the words of Upanishads which reveal the reality Brahman are said to be Brahma Sutra Padani. So Brahma Sutra Padani, we should take them as what? The Vedantic words, Upanishadic words, statements which reveal Brahman, which illumine, which bring to light Brahman, are said to be Brahma Sutra Padani. The word here Krishna says, Arjuna, this has been taught. What has been taught? What is Kshetram? What is Kshetrajnaha? What is the nature of the Kshetram? And what is the cause? What is the effect? What is the, all this has been taught in detail, elaborately by our sages, variously. We have to make a note. Why does Krishna bring sages here? He himself is Bhagavan's avatar. He can simply say, I teach this now. No, he says, this has been there in the parampara forever. No Vedanta teacher can ever claim this is my teaching, I am teaching. Because whichever Vedanta teacher teaches, he has to say, this has been taught, it has been being maintained in the tradition by the acharyas who come in the tradition. So I'm one of the persons in the tradition, so I'm teaching what I have received from the sampradaya. No teacher can ever claim the greatness for what he is teaching. He can enjoy some respect for what he is teaching. Otherwise, the credit goes to the sampradaya, the tradition only. What he says, Krishna also reminds us. When Krishna says this, how humble we teachers like me must be. When Bhagavan Krishna says this, imagine this all lesson for us. This is why very important to expose the traditional teaching. Bhagavan Krishna says, he doesn't say I am teaching, I am great. It's a lesson for the teachers as well as the students here. So Rishibhi Bahudha Gitam. So this teaching is not something new, Arjuna. This what is Kshetram, what is Kshetrajnaha, what is the nature of it, all this detailed, this teaching, this has been taught, Gitam, by whom? By Rishis. Rishibhi Bahudha Gitam, variously, prithak, distinctively. Distinctively it has been taught, variously it has been taught by Rishis. And how? Through the various Vedic hymns, Vedic mantras, Chandobhi, Vividehi Chandobhi, through various Vedantic statements, Veda mantras, Hetu Madbhi, and all those Veda mantras also, how it has been taught? Through logical and thoroughly analyzed, well ascertained Vedantic statements which reveal Brahman. This has been taught, I'm repeating sentence, this has been taught through various Veda mantras, through logical and thoroughly analyzed, ascertained Upanishadic statements which reveal Brahman. Vedantic statements which reveal Brahman. Which means, come on, whatever you need to know is already said in the Veda mantras. It is not newly, nobody can come and say in the world any time in future also, we are revealing this for the first time newly. No, Already it has been said in the Vedas by many rishis in various forms. It has been already explained. And how? We don't need to have any question. No, logically, thoroughly analyzed and ascertained. So, hetu madbihi vinischitaihi brahma sutra padaihi. It has been taught. Means it has been taught through logical reasoning, logical, thoroughly analyzed, well ascertained Vedantic statements, words of the Upanishads, which reveal Brahman. Nice. Let me take you to the next understanding now. So here, what Bhagavan says, this subject matter of Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha is something very important. Therefore, not only I am discussing Arjuna here, all the Upanishads, all the Upanishad mantras, so all the scriptural, the textbooks of all the scriptural literature have already discussed these two topics, Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. Just something new that you are asking, I am teaching you newly. No. It is very important subject matter. The fact is that all our scriptures, all the Upanishadic statements have already discussed these factors. Why? Because there is a cosmology discussed. The entire universe, the entire objective material universe is what? Is the Kshetram. The Kshetram is one word which beginning with the mind and body is inclusive of what? The entire objective universe, the material universe. And the Kshetrajna is consciousness. So Kshetrajna is pure consciousness. Kshetram is actually in the entire body, mind, and the objective material universe. Therefore, what is this total creation? What is this whole cosmos? The whole cosmos, this entire creation is nothing but a mixture of consciousness and matter. The whole jagat is mixture of consciousness and matter. Therefore, if matter is understood, matter being inert principle is understood, then definitely it becomes understood what? Then consciousness being the truth also becomes understood. If you have understood what consciousness is, what consciousness is not, then what the matter is, then it is as good as understood the whole creation. It is two factors we understand. Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. Kshetram being the matter and the Kshetrajnaha being consciousness. Then if you have understanding of these two factors, it is as good as having the understanding of the whole cosmos. Therefore, it is said, Rishibihi Bahuda Gitam. So already Rishis have discussed these two factors, Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. And this is what is Kshetram, what is Kshetrajnaha, what Kshetrajnaha is not. This is what discriminative knowledge, Vivichya Jnanam, Viveka Jnanam. So Kshetra Kshetrajnayoho Jnanam is Viveka Jnanam, Vivichya Jnanam. So discriminative understanding of what Kshetram is, who Kshetrajnaha is, this already rishis have discussed and presented this teaching in the teaching also. So we have abundance of scripture literature. Our Veda Shastram talks about it. Vedanta discusses it, of course, elaborately. Then what is discussed in Vedanta? Again, Vyasa Bhagavan very generously presented in all the Puranas, Mahabharatam, Bhagavad Gita, and in all it, everywhere, the same teaching has been magnified and presented. Therefore, it is not something which has not been taught before. I'm teaching newly. What has been already thoroughly analyzed alone, I'm teaching Arjuna. So Krishna says here. So Vidaihi Chandobihi. Means all the mantras of the Veda Shastram. So Rishis have revealed, discussed this, how? Through the various Veda mantras. The subject matter of the Veda mantras is this. Therefore, Chandobihi Vidaihi Prithak means these two factors, this Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, have been elaborately discussed in all the Veda mantras, in the Vedas. Now, for example, let me tell you, Vedas also discuss, talk about the different lokas, which we don't even know. Now, seven lokas, above seven lokas, below, etc. Vedas talk about the 14 lokas, Chaturdasha Bhuvanani. So, all the Bhuvanani, we only know only Bhuloka, okay? There are 14 worlds Shastra Veda talks about. All the 14 worlds also, together constitute one cosmos which comes under the category of Kshetram only. And here, you take Khagola Shastram. Khagola Shastram. What is it, Khagola Shastram? Astronomy. Khagola Shastram, astronomy. Where, so, like that we say, we have so many other Khagola Shastram, Jyotisha Shastram, Siksha Shastram, Chanda Shastram, Kalpa. All these different Shastrams also, whatever you take, they all discuss only what? Kshetram. Kshetram. Suppose whether you study anatomy, anatomy belongs to what? Study of Kshetram. Physiology is a study of the Kshetram. Psychology is a study of Kshetram. Neurology is a study of Kshetram. All other sciences. That's why we said different orders are the only reality. All of the different disciplines, they all discuss only about what? Kshetram only. Everything is about Kshetram. Therefore, Vedas also distinctly talk about the Kshetram. But only thing is, what is not discussed by, discussed in the field of science is what? Kshetrajnaha. So, in the field of science, whatever they talk, whatever is discussed only about the Kshetram. Whereas Vedas talk about the Kshetram, and also Kshetrajnaha distinctly. This distinct understanding of Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha is not there in the field of science. There's not distinct, there's, they only, science, all that is discussed in the science, the so-called modern science, only about Kshetram, Kshetram, Kshetram. Of course, much more details of the Kshetram. It's something nice, all about Kshetram only. But within the realm of science, there's no distinct understanding of Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha. Whereas Veda Shastram talked about it. I mean, Veda Shastram has discussed separately, distinctly, the Kshetrajnaha and Kshetram. So what the science struggled to find, to arrive at, is the science, in the field of science, the scientists really struggled to understand the connection, the relationship between consciousness and matter. mean they could not really arrive at it, whether consciousness is something distinct from the matter, or is it really one with the matter, as identical with the matter, is it a part of the matter, or what is it? That scientists could not arrive at it. Even scientists had the wrong understanding of consciousness to be an epiphenomenon, which is a temporary factor, which means they, for in the field of science, still it is something mysterious. The relationship between consciousness and matter is something very mysterious for them. Whereas Shastra, Veda Shastram has no problem distinctly analyzed. How Veda Shastram has presented, consciousness is satyam, matter is mithya. Satyam mithya vivekaha. It's called viveka jnanam. Veda Shastram has distinguished. Veda does not say matter is unreal. No, it doesn't say unreal. Satyam mithya distinction. So consciousness and matter are seen as satyam and mithya in the Veda Shastra. Why consciousness is satyam? Consciousness is the reality. Why matter is mithya? Because matter is not absolutely real factor. Because it does not have independent existence of its own at all. And this is called, this has been discussed in the Veda Shastram Chandobhi very clearly. See, Veda Shastram is a timeless scripture, has been talking about it for a long time. Whereas still science, in the field of science, still they are not very clear about this Sambandha. Even though there's a tremendous amount of experiments, the discoveries are there, even in science, but all the discoveries are within the realm of matter only. They have not arrived at the consciousness and they are not able to see the relationship, understand the connection also. Therefore, Veda Shastram, Brahma Sutra Padani, Brahma Sutra Padaihi, so not only Veda mantras discuss what is consciousness and what is matter, not only simply discuss, they have been thoroughly analyzed also. That's why we have the Vedantic statements which have been thoroughly analyzed by Vyasa Bhagavan in his Brahma Sutras. So Vedanta Mimamsa, the mantras have been already thoroughly analyzed also. So we have the Pur Mimamsa, Jaimini Sutras, which discuss elaborately the Veda mantras, and Vedantic statements have been analyzed thoroughly in Brahma Sutras. Therefore, we have ascertained understanding also. We have, in the sense, already rishis have variously analyzed. There is a logical analysis of the Upanishadic statements. So, this Vedanta Sutrani, otherwise known as Brahma Sutrani, done by Vyasacharya, actually present the discussion on this thorough analysis of the Brahma Sutra, the Vedantic statements. Before it is said, they have very clear understanding that how consciousness is satyam and matter is mithya. Brahma Sutra Padaihi. And also what? Hetu Madbihi. Hetu Madbihi means nowhere, if you take when they simply present also, this analysis presents the teaching completely logically, that nowhere you will have any logical fallacy. It involves reasoning, great reasoning. And it has been thoroughly ascertained. That is why logic, vinischitam, is what is consciousness, what is matter, has been thoroughly analyzed, ascertained also. In fact, we can say Vyasa Bhagavan has written 555 Brahma Sutrani. So all those sutras, what does he do? You know, and Brahma Sutrani, Vyasacharya has thoroughly analyzed, already established. Of course, we have commentaries also on all of them, especially Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary again throws more light on what has been already revealed by Vyasa Bhagavan. So what it is said, so Rishibhi Bahuda Gitam, Chandobihi Videhi Prathak, Brahma Sutra Padehi Cha Hetumadbihi Vinischitehi. Now it must be very clear, Arjuna, you don't need to worry. What you want to know, I'm going to teach you elaborately. It's not that I'm going to teach something newly for you. You know, what I'm going to teach you has been already taught by our rishis in the Upanishads. And thoroughly analyzed also. See how Krishna Bhagavan takes so much of time to establish, to state that he is not teaching. Before he starts teaching, he says, Rishivihi Bahudha Gitam. Is it clear what I'm saying? Do you see the importance of what is being said, Ajay? See, I want to see Krishna. This is what slow teaching. He makes it so important. Krishna spends one full verse to state that he is not teaching. Can you believe he is teaching us? But still he says he is not teaching. So Rishibhi Bahuda Gitam, Chandobihi Vidaihi Prutak, Brahma Sutra Padaihi Cha Hetumadbihi Vinischitaihi. So he makes it very clear. So all this has been taught by our sages, by our rishis, variously, very distinctly, and through various Veda mantras, and through thorough, logical, and well ascertained Vedantic statements, which really bring to light the reality Brahman. So I am going to teach you the same thing. Krishna very briefly said, to understand what he has said, we have to really see what Krishna says exactly, we need to understand. Okay, this is amazing how he presents, he says, I'm just reading one more verse and then we'll stop. Mahabhotanyahankaraha buddhiravyaktamevacha indriyanidashaikancha panchachendriyagocharaha mahabhotanyahankaraha buddhiravyaktamevacha Indriyani dashai kancha pancha chendriya gocharaha. So he says, Mahabhutani, five subtle elements. Ahankaraha, you know what we mean, I sense, ahankaraha. The erroneously understood I sense. Buddhihi here means the total intellect, known as Mahat. Avyaktam means unmanifest prakriti. Indriyani, all 10 organs of all the beings, to totality of sense organs. Mind, totality of mind. Indriya gocharaha, all the objects of perception. all the emotions in all the people, Ichcha, desire, Dveshaha, hatred, Sukham, pleasure, Dukham, pain, Sanghataha. Sanghataha means Karyakarana Sanghataha, the body, mind, sense complex. Then Chetana. Chetana means again sentiency. Dhritihi, resolve, fortitude. Yetate, all this. Udahritam, which have been mentioned above, enumerated above, samasena briefly, is kshetram, savikaram. They all come under the category of kshetram. And they are all subject to modifications. But say what now only, the actual teaching begins only from here. The time has gone. The Krishna spent one verse, he's mentioned, very profound verse, because he wanted to say before he teaches, what he teaches is not something new. Even though the people of science still struggling to understand, which has been already thoroughly, without any ambiguity, logically analyzed and established by rishis in the words of the Shastra. Therefore, I'm only repeating what our rishis have already said. Can you believe Krishna says this? I'm going to teach you only what has been already taught, already thoroughly analyzed. If you haven't understood, the problem is with us, not with the tradition. That's what he says. We have to understand. I'm going to elaborate to you what has been already taught. Okay? He said this much in the verse, and he just starts teaching what is kshetram. That's going to come in the hereafter. We are going to understand kshetram elaborately. Just the teaching started, and unfortunately I have to stop now. So next week you will see real actual teaching begins from the next week, next class.
It just makes sense, Swamiji, now why the intellect which thinks it has got it and then loses it, it's still anatma.
See, Bhagavan himself says, this is the knowledge. It sounds very easy, but it is, when you listen to it, oh, kshetram, matter. Kshetragya, consciousness. Finished, class is over. Closed down. You all can go. If you say, if it's that easy, then we don't need 18 chapters. Krishna could have come and told Arjuna one sentence. Hey, Arjuna, you know, matter and consciousness, two factors constitute the whole cosmos. And you are consciousness, I am consciousness. Everything here is consciousness. And he could have told one sentence, but he wanted 18 chapters. Now, why so many chapters? Why way of life? This is how we had to live. That's why spoon feeding, Bhagavad Gita, you can understand why Shruti is called a mother. Okay, spoon feeding. We have to learn everything. Our mind needs complete focus. How you focus on your child, baby. Every fraction of mind you have to focus on the baby to attend to the baby's needs. Especially when the baby is very small. Similarly, for us, our way of life, what we eat, what we sleep, how we live our lives, what we speak, how should our behavior be, everything is taught here, is going to be taught. We saw how dharma is simultaneously emphasized. But still, this is the teaching, this is what is real knowledge, this is what is true knowledge, this alone will free you from bondage, no doubt, but this is not something I am teaching newly. And it has already been taught. He says, Vinischitaihi Brahma Sutra Padaihi. Isn't it? Thoroughly, logically analyzed, ascertained, and revealed in various ways, in various mantras by our sages. Therefore, I'm only going to repeat what has been already taught by our rishis. That's what he says. And actually has not started the teaching. Okay, he only mentioned that the teaching is going to come hereafter. The Pitika, it's called a Pitika. Before even entering into the teaching, he wants to say, this is a lesson for all of us. That is why it's important to be exposed to the traditional teaching to know the value of what is being said. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Po. Anyway, be patient. Let us go with Krishna quietly. Even sometimes it may be a little dragging. Let us be with him. Let us see what he is going to tell us. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.